let's get this mother started.
Boo, 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 boo. Static bomb. Hey everybody, what's today's show? It's Bob.
Hey everybody, welcome to Miles, or as I like to call it, welcome to Static, this is Miles, or as I like to call it, Rich Man Poor Man. So,
what do you mean, Rich Man Poor Man? What the hell's that?
Come on.
I don't know what that means.
A joke, a kid.
Does that mean somebody's got to show their penis? Because I remember, wasn't that the big thing on Rich Man, Poor Man? Didn't Robert Reed show his penis or something?
You know, I think you watched a different version of it. Not that I actually remember that show because I was like a little kid, I think. But I don't remember Robert Reed, like the guy from the Brady Bunch, showing his...
Yeah, he was in that movie and he showed his butt or something. It was a big...
Back in the 70s?
Yeah, it was a big controversy back then.
Mr. Brady showed his cock and balls.
It was that or his butt or something. It was a big, because on television, so.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, well, you can look it up.
I was more of a Battle of the Network Stars, you know, the jiggies on that, I guess.
So. Yeah, well, that was a good show.
Yeah, that was an awesome freaking show.
They should bring that show back.
Is that on YouTube? I'm going to have to watch. If you're not old enough to know what that was.
That show was one of the best shows on television.
You want to see some sweet, sweet cans.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder why they don't do that anymore. I guess because they should actually do that because it would be a good reality show.
Nah, I don't know. Yeah, everyone's...
What?
I don't know. It's too weird now. I don't think it works.
You don't?
I don't think so, no.
I loved to watch that, and it was a spinoff from, there was a show called Superstars on ABC Sports. Remember that?
I really don't want to see, you know, David Duchovny, kickboxing with, whoever, you know.
The problem is there's no stars anymore, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's no Robert Conrads anymore, you know.
Yeah. No, I remember that show being great. I loved to watch it. It was hilarious.
Was that on every week, or was that just like every once in a while?
No, it was like a special in the summer or something.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't like, hey, every week there's a...
No. It was like once a year or something like that.
Like Adrian Barbeau running. And like,
yeah. Oh, they had Gabe Kaplan was the leader of the ABC team. I remember that.
Yeah. Linda Carter.
He could run, believe it or not. Gabe Kaplan could actually run.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no.
And Lou Ferrigno, because he was the Hulk back then.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And that guy, nobody believed it. He could run so fast.
Oh, I bet he was a badass. I bet.
Yeah. I was like, you couldn't believe it. He just took off running.
Yeah.
Because he was so huge, you know. He's a big muscle guy. So.
Oh, yeah. No, that dude was, he was the shit.
He was the Hulk. I mean, come on. Yeah, but if you look up on YouTube, Battle of the Network Stars, and watch the old 70s.
He probably did that, and Bill Bixby probably threw darts or something. You know?
Yeah, exactly. There's also a kind of a variant of that called Circus of the Stars in the 90s. Do you remember that?
I remember that. Okay, yeah, I heard that.
That wasn't as good, though, if you ask me.
Yeah, there were some good shows on back then, man.
Battle of the Network Stars was kind of like, you know, those cheesy... games you'd play at, like, the company picnic.
Yeah, but like, we running shorts and, like, white T-shirts and, like, nothing.
Right, there wasn't a lot of brassieres back then at that time, so.
You have to do this with no brassiere, it's a requirement.
That's right. So.
Linda Carter, we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Talking to you.
Yeah, so it was. Well, they used to call it jiggle television back in the 70s, so...
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
That's why you like it. That's why you have such fond memories.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So, maybe they'll have the box set, and you can get it with your Christmas money.
If I could just fast forward to the good parts, yes, I would, yes.
There you go. Mr. Skin does Battle of the Network Stars.
If they would just edit it down to all they could. you know, Linda Evans kayaking.
and then Cheryl Ladd, I think, was in one of them. So.
Cheryl Ladd, Christy McNichol.
Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline Smith.
Yeah. So.
Do not take Kate Jackson, because, man, I will lose it right now.
Who?
Don't say Kate Jackson, because I will just lose it right now.
Why? Well, you love Kate Jackson?
She's my favorite.
Oh, really? I was thinking that. I was trying to figure out where you were at in the Charlie's Angels trilogy there.
You know, I was thinking about doing this on, as you know, I do sort of like Facebook to some degree.
Yeah.
I came up with my own top 10, like, sexiest women of the 70s, maybe, and early 80s.
You should just do each decade. You should do 70s, 80s, 90s.
But you can only pick, like, one woman per show, though. So, like, Charlie's Angels, you'd only can pick one.
Oh, well, who would you... Just as a taste of this, who would you pick for that?
Absolutely, hands down, Kate Jackson.
Oh, really? Okay.
Hands down, Kate Jackson, yeah.
You're more for the... Because she was the brainy one.
That's right. That's right. I was into the brains. Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Would think I'd be more for the floozy, you know, jiggle fest that it was.
Yeah, Sarah Farrah Fawcett or Cheryl Ladd or something.
Not that against the other ones, I'm just saying, you know.
So you're a big Scarecrow and Mrs. King fan as well.
Apparently. Yeah, I didn't really watch that show. Yeah.
Oh, I see, it falls apart a little bit then.
Yeah.
Out of the Charlie's Angels realm, I see.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, no, I think you should do that. I think that's a good bet.
Okay. Well, I'll just put it up on the wall tonight and just say, hey, here's my top... Do we have a top 10 or top 5?
Do top 5. People don't have any attention.
Yeah.
Top 5. Right. There you go. All
right.
Top 5, 70s, yeah. Top 5 hairiest bushes in the 70s.
Yeah.
Shirley Hempel. Yeah, she'd probably be in the top 5, probably. Mrs. Garrett. She's more 80s, I guess.
The mom from show with the two daughters, the redheaded mom.
One Day at a Time, Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie Franklin. Okay, all right, going to that. Okay, then we're going to have Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife.
Who?
Eddie Van Halen's ex-wife.
Yes. Oh, Valerie Brunelli, yeah. I thought you were going to say Alice.
That Vera, let me tell you right now, the things I would teach her. Yes.
Oh, my God. I was thinking you would say Mel, but...
Mel, you nitwit, you dumb bitch.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh.
Actually, probably Rhoda would win out on that one. Just saying.
You're going back in the day, man. No one will even know who these people are. You know?
They're not all dead yet. Come on.
I know, but no one will know who the hell these people are.
Oh, look it up.
Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, what's her name? I'm trying to think of her first name now. DeWitt. What's her name?
Joyce DeWitt?
Joyce DeWitt. Yeah, from Three's Company. Yep.
Yeah.
She's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you were not into Suzanne Summers, or
no. I'm saying is the hairiest.
Oh, the hairiest.
The hairiest.
Oh, I thought we were okay. We're still on that. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I can see that. Yeah.
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 Yeah, Mrs. Partridge.
So. A lot of newbies is what we'll be bringing. Make Bob happy.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, I digress.
Sorry, everybody, that the show has gone to this level. It usually is much higher.
Yeah, it's usually just a tad higher than this.
Tad higher than just this locker tad. Room. Jocularity.
So, did you have a good Christmas? Everything go well?
Yeah, I did. I got a little kiss from Desiree, and that was nice. So.
What?
That was right. Yeah, we they had come over for a little while, play some games with us, and
reindeer games.
Spin the bottle and stuff like that. And,
I've got 5 stickers, and you can put them anywhere on your body, and I'll kiss it.
Huh?
You can't put them on top of each other.
You ever kiss a rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why would she kiss you? That's a good question.
No, they were getting her and her boyfriend were getting ready to leave, and
she kissed you on one of your chins or what?
Yes, that's true. No, it was funny because someone had made the mention of everyone in the room had slept with her except me. And
what? Said,
huh, why am I always the odd man out?
You know? Were your kids in the room?
No, my kids were not in the room, you perv.
I'm just asking.
Jerk.
Well, we know at least in your dreams that your wife slept with her, and I'm sure she slept with her.
No, I mean, she has. Yes, yeah. She has laid with her, yes.
Oh, is that, do they really mean sleep?
Like, really, like, just cohabitate out of bed.
Can we say Netflix and chill, or no?
Whippets and, I don't know.
Well, you were sleeping in her presence. That doesn't count.
Yeah, no, but no. So she leaned over and kissed me on the cheek before she left. She goes, "Here, you know."
This is for the future.
Yeah, so this is for your future whacking.
Nice. That's just delightful.
I was trying to sneak in some tongue, and everyone kind of, you know, like, "Oh, come on."
My goodness. Yeah, but when kissing you on the cheek is kind of like, I don't know.
Like having to kiss Mama from the train.
I was thinking more like, you know, Eddie Murphy's Nutty Professor. But Hercules. Yeah, see, nobody will remember that. They'll remember the other stuff, but they won't remember that.
No. Yeah, I know. She's brave. She's brave.
Like kissing a Mike Myers character from Austin Powers.
Fat Bastard. You're alluding to, maybe? Rat Bastard.
Fat Bastard.
Yeah. Yeah, she must have lost a bet. Like, oh.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess she didn't eat that night.
There's not enough alcohol to do this. Here we go.
No, you're like, I just happened to catch a piece of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and there's a guy that looks like you in there at the beginning with Auntie.
You know, I haven't seen that in a long time. I don't know.
Well, anyway, he's a guy with a couple of chins. Anyway.
I think it was like the big guy that hauled around like the little dwarf or
something. No. It's a different guy.
That's the only thing I can really remember.
Master Blaster. No.
No, it feels familiar. I have to go back and see that.
It was on today, so. I caught part of it.
A pretty sweet Christmas, yeah.
That's it? You got a kiss and you're all happy about that?
That was a pretty quiet Christmas here. I'll be honest with you. You know, you got to take what you got.
Oh, well, you know, just in a tradition of telling you what I got for Christmas, you know, that I got a pretty good reaction out of Christmas presents past.
Yeah.
A while back, not too long ago, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I'd give you an update on what I got for Christmas.
I would love to hear this.
From, specifically from my mother, who is the queen of not good presents. I don't know what you'd say.
Oven mitts and towels.
Yeah, no, I got more towels.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh, wait, is this like one of the moms that does the quote-unquote practical gifts?
No, Because other people got nice gifts. I get the gifts of what everybody else, whatever doesn't fit into other people's budget, I get that.
Here's the pizza cutter.
Now, I got towels. I got hand towels and washcloths.
I would throw that back at her face and be like, you go back. You go back.
Yeah.
And bring me something nice.
I said thank you. And I got Pop-Tarts.
You like Pop-Tarts?
Oh, I do love Pop-Tarts. But do you ever see, there's a movie called Better Off Dead or something like, you know, with John Cusack?
Yes, I've seen it like 100 times. Yeah.
And he gets the frozen meals for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That's like what my mom. I got Pop-Tarts and hand towels.
Did you get the Book of Lifesavers that you're always talking
about? No, I did not. And my son was very upset because he was waiting for me to get the Book of Lifesavers. And he was like, you know, when I got my box of Pop-Tarts, he's like, is that the Book of Lifesavers? I'm like, I don't know. Let's see. And we open it up. No, it's a box of Pop-Tarts. So.
Yeah.
He's like, well, where? He's like, where's the Book of Lifesavers? And my mom's like, I didn't feel like going out.
I just looked through some drawers. That's what your dad's going to get.
That's basically what it was.
Let's see, graham crackers.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Here's some half-eaten Pringles.
Oh, your dad didn't want these. These are terrible.
Terrible flavor. Mm.
These are like those pickle flavor ones. He hated them.
Yeah, dill and pepper or something. I don't know.
Something like that. You can have them.
You have the rest.
Very rotten Eve. There you go.
So my kids and everybody, you know, got stuff, you know. But, yeah, I got towels and... And I got a, and then I really didn't get much for this Christmas this year. I didn't really want anything, so it's not like it's not like I put out the vibes for the Red Ryder carbide action BB gun or something, and I didn't get anything. But I didn't put any vibes out for anything, and so I didn't get much.
Right.
And so I got the towels and stuff from my mother.
Right.
And then for other Christmas present, I got a waffle maker.
Yeah.
Which actually I like. That's a good present.
Now that is practical and it is fun. Yes.
But my kids convinced people that I would like a waffle maker, so that's what I got. So.
My daddy wants a waffle maker.
I think they wanted a waffle maker, but that's fine.
You know what? We found one. We've never really had one before, and now each Sunday I like to go and make some waffles. I do. I enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I had waffles then, yeah.
It's a lot more fun than making pancakes, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I like waffles better.
It's exciting.
So we'll see how we'll have some waffles for a while.
You got the old practical gifts.
Yeah, well, last year I got a cereal dispenser, but I asked for that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. So now I got a waffle iron to go with my cereal dispenser, so.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm going to get one of those inside the eggshell egg scramblers. But
you like eggs?
No, I don't. I don't like eggs at all.
You're like super picky what you eat. Right? I don't picture you as being an egg guy.
No, I don't like eggs. I just was trying to go with the breakfast theme, you know.
Yeah.
I got to get all the breakfast gadgets.
I wish I had a fry baby. Man, I really wish I had a fry baby.
Yeah, I had a fry baby for a while.
What about a hot air popper?
I got a fry baby after I set the thing on fire at college.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got rid of it because it just wasn't wasn't good.
Yeah.
Sorry. I think it actually was the fry daddy, but...
Fry daddy.
Well, there is a fry baby, but there's a fry daddy as well, so...
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, that was the big Christmas. Now I got some cash, so cash is always good.
That works.
That was immediately absconded with by my wife, so.
Thank you.
Yeah, pretty much.
This will go all in my bra wallet.
Yep. My bralette. My bralette.
Bralette.
It's like your sock wallet. Sock solid.
Look at that. say in college, didn't your friends, talk to my wife here, but didn't your friends use their bras like a makeup holder? They put all their makeup in their bra and such. And,
yeah.
Huh. I don't think I ever used my underwear like that for anything.
They had the reddest areolas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very red. Rosy. Yeah, rosy areolas.
Yeah, they had lipstick in there, didn't they? All stars.
Yeah, you just seem to use your underwear as like a produce aisle. There's a lot of cucumbers and
socks.
Cauliflower down there.
Yeah, pretty much. Fermenta cheese.
You'd have like broccoli stalks and corn cobs down there.
Mostly, yeah. Mostly.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, that was the Christmas that was this year. My kids got what they wanted, so they're all happy. They're all very happy, and it all went well. So
yeah,
you know.
I believe my son got a Rammstein T-shirt.
Oh really?
I don't know. I wasn't in charge of that.
Is it got like a big penis on it or something? Because
something about being drunk and killing people or something.
Oh really?
I don't know what it said.
Well, that's interesting.
Oh, that was Volbeat? Oh. Angels? Oh.
Angels drunk and killing people. I see.
I don't know. I'm not in charge of this. I did not.
Yeah, I didn't. My wife kept making fun of me because I was just as surprised when the kids opened their presents as they were. Cause...
huh? I didn't know the kids were getting their own golf cart.
Yeah, I'm like, this is way too many presents.
They did. They wanted it.
That's what I always kept saying. This is way too many presents.
An original Monet.
I'm like, is this...
I didn't think they wanted that. But
shouldn't we have like half this many? That's what I keep saying. This is way too many. This should be for... Yeah. This one kid, that should be for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my wife got to play Santa for the most part this...
Yeah.
Except that there was one or two things. My son is very tight-lipped about what he likes, but he goes, I want a harmonica, right? I'm like, okay.
Oh, okay. You got a harmonica?
So I go to the music store, I go, show me the harmonicas. And they're like, well, here's like the $80 and $90 editions. I'm like, whoa. But then there's the beginner ones for $6.
You're like, do you got anything that says Cracker Jack on it?
I'm like, holy cow, man, oh, man.
Well, crazy. You should have gotten him a good harmonica.
Then it's like, well, what key do you want it in?
Yeah, what key?
They come in keys? I don't know.
Whatever
people play in harmonicas, I don't know. But,
do you have any juice harps?
Ding, 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 ding.
It's like one harmonica thing.
We do have a set of spoons here, but that's $99.
Yeah, or you can go over to the thrift store and get the set.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, I told him I cheaped out, though. He agreed that I should, though, so.
Agreed you should cheap out?
Which is just as well, because I've yet to hear this harmonica to be played.
What do you care?
I don't. That's why I'm saying I'm glad I cheaped out.
Well, I think I would have got him at least a mid-range harmonica.
If I don't hear this cheap one going soon, I know I made the right choice.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
They did all right. They got a lot of their stuff.
Yeah. So, I think one of the interesting things, I got my wife a couple things, but I don't think she got me anything, so.
That's for later, Bob. Wink, wink.
Yeah. Well, that's the wife cop-out, right? So.
It's Christmas, wink, wink.
Yeah. They just have to wink, and they're like, oh, okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
But in reality, you know.
Yeah.
They just forgot, so.
Oh, yeah, I've got something on order for you. Shit.
Yeah. No, I always tell her not to get me anything, so. This time she actually listened to me, so.
All right, screw you.
That's basically.
Screw
I'm like, spend money on the kids. Don't spend it on me.
Wish granted.
So I just got her a couple of... I was going to get her a harmonica, but I just got her the cheap harmonica.
Yeah. Well, I'm being honest with it.
I
spent $80 on a harmonica, and you'd be all freaked out. Like, oh, my God.
Is it gold? Is it gold harmonica?
Oh, my God.
I got her a lap desk, because that's what she wanted, a lap desk.
A lap desk.
So, yep. That's what she wanted, so I got it. Off, check it off the list. Check.
With vibrating keyboard.
And I got her, no, and then I got her some candy that she didn't know I got for her, so.
It's penis flavored candy.
That's right.
Enjoy it.
It's salted caramel.
Oh, look, these nuts are as big as you.
Thank you.
No, I got her some candy, and so that was the surprise present, because,
Nice.
But my son got me a present. That was nice.
What was that?
He got me a Sasquatch Christmas sweater.
A Sasquatch Christmas sweater, huh?
Yeah, he thought it was hilarious.
So is it covered with hair, or...?
No, it's like, your traditional Christmas sweater-looking thing, but instead of having, like, Santas and stuff, it's got Sasquatch on it.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
Basically, it's just pictures of his uncle, basically, on there.
There you go. That's right.
Because your brother kind of does look like Sasquatch.
That he does.
Yeah.
He does look a little bit like, Sasquatch. You're right.
Next time I saw you, you were by Steve Austin, I think.
Yeah, he's very tall, that's true. Taller than your average person.
I mean, I imagine he's probably shaved by now and cut his hair, but, yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't see him this year, so.
I didn't see him this year. Oh.
I believe that he still has a beard and everything, so.
Oh.
No, I think he was going to go down to Florida, so I didn't see him this year, so.
Yeah.
But, and we didn't go up this year to up north, so.
Yeah.
So I didn't catch him. I'll catch him at Easter, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're busy people,
Oh, yeah.
But you're right, he does look like Sasquatch.
I'm just saying, no disrespect.
No, he's fortunate. He still has all his hair for the most part.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I know. I wish he looked like Gene Simmons or something. All the hair. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, so. But that was the Christmas that was this year, 2015, wrapping it up. Going to come up to the new year.
Yeah.
And big things happening this year. I don't know what they are, but I'm sure there'll be big things.
This is the year. I'm feeling it. The 2016 is going to be the year of static.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a feeling about it. Okay.
I got a feeling, yeah. I'm working on some things right now.
Oh, are you? Well, that'll be interesting.
With some very high people, yes.
So that'll be, this will be like the 17th year.
Yeah.
And you're finally working on stuff. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, no, I used to do stuff on the show. I used to.
I know.
Just really disadvantaged where I live, I just don't have really a lot of opportunity to...
What do you mean?
Do all the stuff. Well, come on, you live like in a metropolitan thing. I mean, you could be doing a ton of stuff on the show, really.
That's true, but I don't want to.
You choose not to. But, I mean, that's your thing, though. You say, I choose not to do it.
I choose not to run, or whatever that thing is.
No, that's okay. I'm just saying, because you live there, and you're like, I'm used to this. It's no big deal.
Exactly. You're right. That's it. No, well, we'll see. We'll see. You'll get some more autographs here.
Yeah.
You need to shift your focus a little bit from all your Bears stuff, which you're almost done with, aren't you?
Well, now that I have met the coach, everything is really downhill from here.
Yeah, so now you need to broaden out a little bit,
Yeah, I know.
See, now I think you need to make your focus, 70s, women of the 70s hit television shows.
Okay.
Or even the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So now you gotta get autographs for
Okay, that's my goal this coming year. I find some 70s woman to get an autograph from.
There you go.
That's the goal for this year.
That's the goal for this year. So like Linda Carter, Cheryl Ladd.
Okay.
Well, Farrah Fawcett's dead, so can't get
that. Well, yeah, that'd be a little bit hard. I need a Ouija board or something.
Yeah, some kind of Ouija board, yeah. The lady who played the, Little House on the Prairie Mom. Karen Grassley. Karen Grassley or something like that.
I didn't watch that show. I thought it was completely stupid. It was
Okay. I'm trying to think of another obscure...
Some shows that I thought made a lot of sense, like BJ and the Bear made perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
Little House made no sense to me.
Yeah, Living on the Prairie makes no sense, but driving around in a semi with a monkey, perfect sense.
That made all the sense in the world, and Pioneers roughing it,
Yeah. Things that actually happen in real life, no sense.
Yeah.
10-year-old fantasies, truck driving around the country with a monkey, total sense.
Well, I did like Grizzly Adams, though. I was a big fan of Grizzly Adams, so I guess I was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like Grizzly Adams too.
I think I have a fantasy of living with animals, I think is what my thing is. Does he live with bears?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my reality, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
I was going to say, you do have quite the menagerie at times, so.
Did he live with a bear, like Ben the Bear or something?
Yeah, there you go.
BJ lived with that monkey.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the connection for you.
That's my connection, I think.
Yeah, maybe so. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Miles and his animals.